Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. Ladies, just a week from today is Thanksgiving. There aren't many more days left, so if you haven't already done so, you'd better hurry into your Kroger store and place an order for your Kroger turkey. Yes, your Kroger store is where you'll find the season's finest turkeys. And if you place your order early, you'll be sure of getting one of these top-quality birds in the exact size you want. This year, be sure your family enjoys the pick of the flock. For an extra special Thanksgiving dinner, be sure a Kroger turkey is roasting in your oven 1 week from today. Man, oh man, what a treat. Kroger turkeys are plump, tender, heavy-breasted birds. They're just covered with juicy meat and chock-full of fresh flavor, a flavor that will have your family sighing in contented delight. Kroger turkeys are outstandingly superior because they're raised and developed into plump turkeys in the best turkey-growing areas, because they're scientifically fed for flavor, they're expertly dressed, and carefully selected by critical experts to assure absolute top quality. Finally, they're Kroger-priced for better value. Yes, the Kroger price on these fine birds is so low, it will actually help save you money. So visit your Kroger store without delay. Ask your Kroger meat man to reserve a Kroger turkey for you. Place your order now and be sure of the tenderest, juiciest, best turkey you ever ate. And now, Hearts in Harmony. In the weeks since she came back to her home in Rossville, Penny Gibbs has fought a winning struggle to put the past behind her and look ahead to a new life. Her fiancé's tragic death is not forgotten, but there's a today to think about, and the thoughts of today are tomorrow. This afternoon, the doorbell rings in the Gibbs home, and it's Penny herself who opens it to see...
Joel!
Is there a patient in the house? Hello, Penny.
Oh, Joel, this is a nice surprise.
Oh, doctors get out of their hospitals once in a while. Do I have to stand out here, or do I get invited in?
I'm sorry. Come on in. Come on. You can come sit by the fire.
Well, who's going to have to move over? The cat?
No, we don't have a cat, but if we did, you'd have to share the fireplace. Oh. Come on, let me have your hat and coat.
Oh, please, now, don't hang them up. They'd fall apart from the shock of such gentle treatment. I'll just toss them on the chair here. Well, you look good. How are you feeling?
Wonderful.
Are you saying that so I won't ask you to stick out your tongue
no.
and say, ah?
I'm saying that because it happens to be the truth.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And on second thought, around you, I'm the one who ought to be saying, ah.
Dr. Evans, you haven't changed a bit.
Uh-uh. What did I say to deserve the rebuff of that formal Dr. Evans?
Nothing, Joe. Come on, I was teasing you. Come on in by the fire. You look frozen.
Yeah, it's cold out. Say, what a lovely room this is.
Oh, it isn't half as nice as we'd like to have it. It's always mussed up with the children.
A house with children. That's the place for me. Oh, does that fire look good?
Yep, you'll be thawed out in no time. Oh, would you like some coffee?
Thanks, but not right now, Penny. The fire will be enough. Hey, did I say this fire looks good? Well, it feels 10 times as good as it looks. Who's the fireman around here?
Well, Freddie Lang usually builds them, but I did the best I could with this one.
The young lady has talent. That's a well-put-together fire, Miss Gibbs.
Thank you. Well, how's everything at Heatherton Hospital?
Oh, same as usual. I had a long talk with Angela Brill the other day, and it was all about you.
Oh, I was so glad to see her.
She was glad she paid you a visit. You two have really become friends, haven't you?
Well, we have a lot in common, Joel. It was only natural for us to be friends. We understood so many of the same things.
You both took a trip in the same rocky boat, didn't you?
Yeah. You better poke the fire. It needs a little prodding, I think.
Oh, I'll put another log on it, if you'll trust me not to knock it down.
Yes, I trust you.
Good. I haven't messed around a fireplace since I left home. And how we needed that fire, too.
Oh?
On some winter nights, it was about the only place it was warm. That house of ours was coming apart at the seams, and Dad never had the money to have it tacked together again. Wow. It's hot when you stick your head in the fireplace, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
That new log should burn for a century. There. Did I do all right?
You did beautifully.
Just a genius, that's all. You know, I hate to keep saying it, but this house is beautiful. How'd you ever find a place like this?
Oh, I didn't find it. My mother gave it to my brother and myself when she married Jed. When she went to live in Jed's house.
I see. And now, because of your stepfather's illness, you're all living here together.
Yeah, we are. All except Pat. That's my brother.
Oh.
He's out west traveling for his company.
Well, if I were your brother, I wouldn't travel farther than the corner grocer's.
Mm-mm, not with a home like this.
Joe, thank you very much, but it isn't that nice.
No? Well, let me tell you, you haven't seen some of the homes I've seen.
Oh, yes, I have. I'll tell you something. I used to work in the riverfront section.
Well, all right, then you've seen them, but you've never lived in one.
No, that's true, I haven't.
Well, I have. Maybe that's why this place of yours looks so good to me. It's the kind of home Mother always dreamed of having. Dad kept promising her she would have someday.
But, that someday never came.
No. No, Dad never got that big church in that big town he was always hoping for. Well, yes, he did get it. But he died 3 days before the letter came.
Oh, Joel, I'm sorry.
Oh, it wasn't too great a tragedy. The fact that he didn't live to see the letter, I mean. You see, he wanted the bigger parish only for Mother. And Mother died a year before he did.
We both lost our parents, Harley, didn't we?
Yes, and both missed them, too, I guess.
Oh, so much has happened to me since they died, I can hardly remember them. I can hardly remember very much about my childhood, except that it was very pleasant. Life was easy. Everything was always fun.
I can't say that for mine. Maybe that's why I remember it so well. Oh, Penny, I'm not complaining. It just wasn't anyone's fault. The minister of a small congregation and a poor one is poor himself.
Yes, I know. I suppose you worked when you were a boy.
My brother and I did everything from shining shoes to being part-time office boys. And when I was 10, I had a paper route. And believe you me, Mother never had to chase me upstairs to bed at an early hour. I started on my paper route at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, golly.
Oh, I soon had to give that up in favor of an afternoon job when winter came because, well, you know, it's black that early on a winter morning and I was afraid of the dark.
You know, I can't imagine you being afraid of anything.
Well, I was just 10 years old that winter and the dark and beautiful women frightened me to death. Well, I've acquired courage over the years, and now only beautiful women frighten me.
Oh, they do?
Mm-hmm. And you have no idea how I love to be scared. I'm in the market for a good scare these days. You wouldn't by any chance be in the mood to go boo, would you?
No, not today, I wouldn't. You know, I'm surprised to hear about your childhood. Somehow or other, I had an idea that your parents were rather well-to-do.
Well, they did the best they could, Penny, and that's about all. My brother and I worked all the way through grade and high schools, and my brother got a full-time job after he graduated from high school so I could go to college and study medicine.
Is he older than you?
Yes, by 3 years. Penny, I owe him a lot, and I hope I'll be able to pay him back someday.
I think if you're a good doctor, he'll be satisfied.
Maybe, but I won't be. I want to help him someday if I can. Though he's the kind of guy who's hard to help. He does pretty well by himself. Hey, what am I talking about all this for? It can't mean anything to you.
It means a lot to me, Joel. Makes me know you better.
You want to know me better?
Well, it's nice to know your friends.
Thanks. I hope I'm always one of your friends.
Oh, Joel, I don't see any reason why you wouldn't be. You know, you're the kind of friend I like, the kind of person I like. Well, I guess everybody tells you that.
Oh, you should hear what some...
Oh!
You doing anything special?
Jed, come in. There's someone here I want you to meet.
Oh, I'm sorry, child. I thought you were alone.
Well, I thought you were asleep or I'd have brought Dr. Evans in to meet you. Jed, this is Dr. Joel Evans, Jr. Joel, this is Jed.
Doctor, nice to see you. So you're the interesting Dr. Evans, are you? Pictured you as older than you look.
I'm probably not even as old as I look, Mr. Billings. Worrying about Penny has aged me 20 years.
Well, son, she's something worth worrying about.
Will you two stop it? I'll have this wheeled head.
I see you're looking at this wheelchair of mine as if you think I don't belong in it, Dr. Evans.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Billings. I was just remembering that when Penny told me you were in a wheelchair, I said I'd like to have a look at you and maybe there was something...
Oh, it's no use, son. I'm reconciled to living the rest of my life in this go-kart. And to tell you the truth, I'm getting so used to it, I don't like the thought of leaving it.
Well, Joel thinks you might be able to get rid of it, Jed.
I didn't say quite that, Penny. I said I was interested in the sort of thing that struck Mr. Billings. I didn't say there was anything I could do for him.
Yeah, well, maybe I have more faith in you, Joel, than you have in yourself.
You know anything about this sort of thing, Dr. Evans?
A little. It's a pet of mine. As a matter of fact, the reason I became a doctor is that this same thing happened to my high school sweetheart. Because her case was considered hopeless, she died.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I seem to be talking about myself in front of everybody this afternoon. I apologize. It must be the afternoon, or maybe the fire in the fireplace. Or maybe it's this house and the people in it who invite a man to open his heart.
I'll answer the door.
Hiya, Jed.
Oh, good evening, Johnny. Come in, come in.
Thanks.
Well, by the look on your face, I'd say you were here on important business, son.
Well, more or less, Jed. You alone?
Well, might as well be. The rest of the family's upstairs.
Good. I want your advice about something before I say anything to the others.
All right. Don't throw your coat down like that, son. Hang it up now.
You sound just like Penny or Mrs. Billy. There. Is that better?
Yeah, a lot better. Come on in the living room and let's hear what's on your mind.
Well, Jed, it's about that inquiry Frank Carter got from South Africa.
Oh, about your uncle's estate.
Yes. Yes, he called me just a little while ago.
Uh-huh.
He had a cable from the executives in Cape Town, and as the eldest member of the family, they want me to come out there.
South Africa, eh? Mm-hmm. That's a long way from here.
Well, not anymore, Jed. Not with the fast planes and ships. Well, it's not the distance that bothers me. It's handling your business. I don't think it's fair to run out on you just now.
Oh, son, you won't be running out on me. In fact, I was just beginning to think I ought to start going down to the office again myself, wheelchair and all. The office is on street level, and you need a vacation. Believe me, son, I was thinking that just this afternoon.
But, Jed, there's so much on the fire I haven't kept you up to date on. If I'm going, I have to leave almost immediately, and there's not much time to catch you up on things.
Well, you let me do my own catching up. This may mean a lot to you and the others in your family. You go to Cape Town, son, and let me worry my own worries for a change.
Well, there's another thing, Jed.
Penny, eh?
Yes. Yes, but I don't mean Penny's reaction. I know it doesn't matter to her whether I'm in Rossville or Cape Town or Peking or Timbuktu, wherever that is.
Oh, you shouldn't say that, son. You're as close to Penny's heart as almost any man she's ever known.
Well, maybe so, Jed. But almost isn't close enough. I wouldn't be thinking about Penny at all in connection with going away, Jed, but you see, I have a strange feeling that when I leave, I won't ever come back again.
So Johnny Keith is going to leave Rossville. Why does he feel that he'll never come back again? And what bearing does his departure have on the life of Penny Gibbs? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. My, how time flies. Think of it. Next Thursday is Thanksgiving. And here's an important question. Have you placed your order for your Kroger Thanksgiving turkey? If you place your order now, you'll be sure of the exact size bird you want. And you'll be sure of top quality, too, because your Kroger store is featuring the season's finest turkeys. Plump, tender, heavy-breasted birds, carefully selected by critical experts to assure top quality. These birds are just bursting with flavor. You see, they're raised in the best turkey-growing areas. They're scientifically fed to make them more plump, more juicy, and they're expertly dressed, clean as a whistle and ready for the oven. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store without delay and place your order for your Thanksgiving turkey. See your Kroger meat man early and get the exact size you want. And next Thursday, you'll be saying you never tasted a more tender, more delicious bird. And remember, these fine birds are Kroger priced for better value. Yes, the Kroger low price actually helps you save. So don't delay. Place your order now. This year, be sure you get a really fine turkey. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.